the mighty host of heaven sing.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of the endless spring.
Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Heaven's glory share.
Heaven's glory share.
Turn your lights down low.
Turn your lights down low.
And listen to the master's radio. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
I was telling somebody just this morning that Tossed Salad is 8 years old. Yes, this is Tossed Salad. I'm Phil Andrews. 8 years it has been. Grandpa Jones, who sings that theme, has gotten ancienter and ancienter over these 8 years, as well as, I suppose, the rest of us. I was looking at this list of who we're going to hear on Tossed Salad, and I realized I always want to, when I say Jerry and Greg Canote, I always want to start out with Gary. There is no Gary, and I don't know what I would do for Dreg after that one. But so maybe what I try to do is meld you into one person. Anyway, Greg and Jerry Canote will open the show shortly when I finish telling you about the rest of it. Tom J. with a word studied and a poem read. Then Coffee with a Cop. The cop is Garen Williams of the Port Townsend Police Department. Also Anna McEnery of the Developmental Disability Board, and she's a coordinator. A lot of syllables here for a guy like me. Carl Hansen, chair of the Disability Board, and Kelly Matlock, mom of a boy with autism, a man with autism now, with a story about that. And we're going to talk about law enforcement and people, people who are challenging for those in law enforcement and maybe elsewhere. Sue Thompson and Jack Dwyer at 2:45. You guys know those guys.
We do.
They do.
We stick around.
We have lots of music today. Then we're going to have some middle school youngsters from Blue Heron. And this is titled, and I didn't write this, Brett Navin wrote this, Minerva McGonagall's Mellifluous Middle School Melodiosts.
Melodious.
He didn't try to. He didn't need to say that. He left that for me, and I didn't say it so well. Then the choir of St. Herman of Alaska Eastern Orthodox Church. It's Easter in about a week and 10 days, about a week and a half or so. And since I'm not going to be here next week, and I wanted to get the choir in, they're coming today at 4. Then Deborah Kate Hammond is going to read poems. She read poems about dogs last time, and I didn't complain. I requested, as a person who likes dogs but has cats, that, and she's reading poems about cats.
I'm with you.
Oh, nice.
Don't you think that's fair enough?
I think that's perfect.
Hello, Greg Canote.
Hey.
We're getting together again for not, it's been a long time.
Phil, I can't remember the last time I talked.
Yeah, it would have been Crab Radio days, probably. It would have been right around when I, well, probably Fiddle Tunes after that.
Yeah.
And Jerry Canote, who was here just a short while ago.
Yes, here I am.
And here you are. And you're going to be tonight at Taps at the Guardhouse.
At Taps, we will play at 6 o'clock. My brother Greg and I will just try to think of something to do up there. And we'll play some fiddle tunes and we'll play some songs. And yeah.
For 2 hours.
2 hours, yeah.
And Taps is a fun place to be.
It's really fun. Mm-hmm. If you like beer and snacks and music, it's a good place.
Are we going to sit in the old jail?
We're going to be in jail, Greg.
Bars will be closed behind you. As I said before we went on the air, we'll talk a bit. We'll have mostly music. And we'll start with some music if we could.
Yeah. Why don't you play that fiddle tune that you were playing a second ago, Greg?
Okay.
This is a fiddle tune in the key of C. And it comes from a band called, what were they
called? Scottsdale String Band.
Scottsdale String Band. Thank you.
That was the Stone Mountain Wobble.
I like that. It's a rag, isn't it?
It's wobbly. It's
kind of raggy.
It's
a wobbly rag. So just watching you two and having watched you two and listened to you two for, I suppose, back into the 70s, Fiddletunes, when you first showed up around here.
Yeah, late 70s.
It never occurred to me, how did you ever decide on your division of labor?
That's a really good question.
It's a twin thing.
You know, it kind of was decided for us because Greg started playing violin in the fifth grade.
Fifth grade, yeah.
And I played clarinet and saxophone up until the ninth grade, and you played until the ninth grade.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when I was a sophomore in high school, I got a guitar for Christmas, and it was the time of the Beatles. So I just got together with my buddies, and Greg started noticing, hey, all the gals are hanging around the guitar player.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, so he picked up his fiddle, and we started playing together in high school.
In high school, yeah.
So Greg, was it a fiddle first or a violin?
It was a violin.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I was playing what they put in front of me, you know, and learned to read the spots. But you know, I kept hearing stuff that was appealing to me in the folk music realm. And I remember listening to Jim Queskin Jug Band.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And going, oh, that's good. That's cool. You can do that on a fiddle, you know. And hearing, you know, I realize now I was listening to stuff that I really love now, which is, you know, traditional jazz and early jazz.
Yeah.
Played, you know, in those configurations.
Well, you know, in the Bay Area, we were listening to FM radio at the time, San Francisco.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and yeah. I remember listening to a lot of blues and stuff like that and being drawn into that kind
yeah,
of...
Yeah, we were at the age where we were, you know, our ears were big. You know?
Yeah.
We were just listening to a lot of stuff.
We were soaking it all in. Yeah, that's true.
Well, radio is important to you, I think. On one of your albums, there's a picture of a radio. I don't know if that's Clone Tones or a different one, but yeah. I remember, or maybe it's your website somewhere.
Yeah.
I see a picture of a
radio. It's our website, yeah.
Yeah, radio has ended up being important to us. Yeah.
So in Seattle from about 83 to 96, we did a live radio show, roughly equivalent to the Prairie Home Companion. Mm-hmm. That same idea. It was an hour-long show.
Sandy Bradley.
Sandy Bradley. And man, that was fun. That was really the halcyon
and
days.
Today is the 12th of April, and I said this to Jerry, he may have forgotten, Greg wouldn't know this, that on the 16th of April in 1988, to the tunes of U2 and Sandy Bradley in the delivery room, my daughter was born.
Do you remember what the song was?
Sorry, I can't help you with that one.
Well, that's amazing.
But you were in the background, and you were definitely in the background.
How great. That is so great. Oh, I'm glad we had a part in that.
I just wrote a little note about that in the birthday card I put in the mail to her today. But yeah, here you are.
Perfect.
31 years later minus 4 days.
Yeah.
Anyway, another tune or a song.
Yeah.
You pick.
Let's do that. It ain't the age.
Okay.
See if your voice will work, my brother.
I haven't tried it out yet today. A 1, 2, 3, 4.
It ain't the age on this old boy's frame. It's the mileage that's slowing me down. Been a picking up speed, been a moving too fast, been traveling all over town. Well, your fan belt's busted, your horn won't blow, your body is rusted and your time is slow. It ain't the age on this old boy frame, the mileage that's slowing me down. It ain't the age on this old boy's frame, mileage is slowing me down. Been going round curves and climbing up hills. I've really been making the rounds.
Oh, your battery's failing. You need a coil. Your front wheel bearings are throwing out oil.
Hey, when that happens.
88
on this old boy's frame. Mileage slowing me down. Thank you.
on these old frames. It's the mileage that's slowing us down. Been wearing out brakes and skidding out tires. Maybe our valve should be ground.
Your gas tank is empty and your lights are weak.
Your shock absorber's only groan and squeak. It ain't the age on these old frames. It's the mileage that's slowing us down. Well, we're not geared up to go too fast, but we get more miles on a gallon of gas. It ain't the age on these old frames, it's the mileage that's slowing us down.
We're really smoking, the mileage that's slowing us down. We're almost croaking, the mileage that's slowing us down.
That reminds me of a song, I think it was on one of your recordings. Oh, no, not again.
Oh, yeah, that was Running Out of Gas that you and I wrote. Yeah.
That's probably one that's passed in your repertoire and not present.
It's
we
occasionally
do.
We make that one up every once in a while and try to remember it.
Yeah.
For some reason, that song stuck in our family.
Yeah.
And the kids would like to say, especially my son, oh, no, not again. We never did run out of gas, mind you. But he remembered that.
Isn't that funny?
When a song enters your family mythology, and you know, or a line from a movie, or
there's a song we've been doing forever called Foolish Questions. Mm-hmm. And there's a few lines in there that families have come up and said, oh yeah, we say that in our family all the time.
And do they make up their own?
Easy to do that.
And you made that up, didn't you?
No, it's actually a very old song.
I always tell the story, I have probably four different sets of sheet music for that song, and the earliest one is from like the 1890s. Then I have one from like 1912. Then I have another one. It was Bill Haley and the Comets put it out in the 50s. And then I have another newer one. You know, everybody has recorded it.
You collect sheet music?
I used to. I've been trying to get rid of it, but I love old paper. And and if it has music on it, that's even better.
I had a woman on the show a couple of months ago. Going to have her back in June, Lauren Flynn. And she came from a military family. She wanted to be a singer and a songwriter. And her family, especially her father, very much discouraged her.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I've had people on the show whose parents pushed and pushed and pushed their musical career.
Yeah, right.
I'm wondering, in your case, whether it was parents pushing, parents resisting, parents shaking their heads.
It's a very interesting story because our dad was a piano player, and he played in the key of C by ear, and he loved to play, and it was his form of relaxation every night. He would, after dinner, he'd sit down and play.
Yeah, he worked in a bank, but he'd come home and just make up songs or play stuff that came from his era.
Fascination,
you know,
and Teddy Bear's Picnic and Somewhere Over the Rainbow. That was what he played. And then on the other side was our mom, and she was, from the time we were born, she was pretty much deaf until about
10 years ago. Over 10 years.
She had cochlear implants, and she could hear again. And so we had a concert down in the Bay Area where we came from, and we get invited to go down there every once in a while and do a concert, and my mom was in the front row, and she was smiling the whole time, and afterwards she said, I heard every word. And I said, whew, I thought you were going to say, you guys really suck.
You never heard us before.
Take these implants out.
No, so it's been really great. And
that's good.
We also had, we kind of missed that genetic bullet because
our other siblings.
We had three other siblings, and they all had hearing loss of some
not
sort.
Not as severe.
Not as severe as mom, but they all have cochlear implants also. So now when we get together, the Canote family is yak.
I was going to ask about singing along, but they didn't very much then.
They didn't then. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was interesting. Yeah.
So the other side of that, when for our mom, you had to be very demonstrative and lively around the dinner table in the house to get her attention and communicate. So that kind of, we always felt like that pushed us into
where the showmanship came from.
It is exactly where it came from. Yeah.
And when did that emerge in your lives?
The showmanship was really...
Well, we sang in choirs like in elementary school.
And then I would say kind of junior and senior year of high school and then on into college and then...
By then we were playing with other people.
Yeah, we started playing in bluegrass bands and, you know, we were following our musical, our muse. And we ended up really liking traditional music and old-time music and... we kind of came in through the back door of bluegrass and went backwards.
But then when we got to the radio show, we got exposed to, you know, like early jazz. And
the radio show was like this, there was an incredible sucking sound. It needed lots of material. So that really made us, we, talking of sheet music, we would find sheet music, and we had a friend who was a really good sight reader. So he would sit down with the sheet music and run through the tune, and then we would record
David Mahler.
David Mahler. And then we would learn it off that. So we got a lot of stuff that way.
This was pre-internet. So I remember calling up the Seattle Public Library, and they had a sheet music collection. And they would actually copy stuff for me and send it to me.
Yeah,
they'd read the title and I would say, "Oh, that sounds good. Why don't you copy that one?" And then we'd go over to David's and him. Oh, that's a pretty good tune. Yeah.
The other thing that in Bellevue there was KBCS and there was a guy named, what was his name? Al Barnes.
Al Barnes. Yeah.
And he was a basically 78 record collector, and he would do a show, and I would tape his show religiously and. And it was all 20s and 30s, so we got a lot of material.
Yeah, I don't think he got any newer than, like, 1935.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, no, no, yeah. No. So that was a good source for us, too. Yeah.
Very well. I'd like to hear more music.
Okay.
Oh, we'll talk, too. Put more music.
More music. Let's, how about Come Out and See Me Sometime?
Yeah, we can do that.
Here's one from an old-time string band called the Georgia Yellowhammers. And it's called Won't You Come Out and See Me Sometime.
Won't you come out and see me sometime.
Eat your breakfast before you start.
Bring your dinner in your hand.
And leave before supper time.
Well, I went out one cloudy night and the moon was shining bright. I spied a great big possum, boys, he was out of sight. Oh, won't you come out and see me sometime? Come out and see me sometime. Eat your bread before you start, bring your dinner in your hand, and leave before supper time. Went back home, got my axe, cut that gentleman down. Now won't we have a big supper, boys, when the possum hits the ground? Won't you come out and see me sometime? Come out and see me sometime. Eat your bread before you start, bring your dinner in your hand, leave for supper time. Says I'll be ready to marry you when all of the rest is dead. Won't you come out and see me sometime? Come out and see me sometime. Eat your bread before you start. Bring your dinner in your hand. Leave for supper time. My uncle caught an old catfish. He taught him how to walk around. This catfish got so used to being on land, he fell in the river and drowned. Won't you come out and see me sometime? Come out and see me sometime. Eat your breakfast before you start. Bring your dinner in your hand. Leave for supper time. Take it again, Greg.
Won't you come out and see me sometime? Come out and see me sometime. Eat your breakfast before you start. Bring your dinner in your hand. Leave for supper time. The northern people are very fast. They certainly follow the jack. They never have time to eat a meal. They always grab a snack. Won't you come out and see me sometime? Come out and see me sometime. Eat your breakfast before you start. Bring your dinner in your hand. And leave for supper time. Won't you come out and see me sometime? Won't you come out and see me sometime? Eat breakfast before you start. Bring your dinner in your hand. Leave for supper time.
I remember when we all were hanging around fiddle tunes, and I could not tell the two of you apart. I didn't know which one was which, and I'm sure I wasn't the only one, and I would fake it as badly as I could, and I'd feel bad about it and stupid about it, but I just couldn't make it otherwise. But luckily for me today, you look very much different.
Yes. Yes. You know,
time changes everything.
You know, but even as being a twin, yeah, I have trouble telling twins apart. There's the trick that somebody taught me was, if you look at a set of twins, one twin always seems to have a thinner face. So I usually use that trick.
Okay.
That
yeah.
does work here.
Yeah, yeah, by Jerry golly, has a thinner face than me.
So you would be considered identical twins, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. We're
came same from genetic material, you know.
Same
you
egg.
Believe
same
the,
egg.
The concept identical. Right. What do you think about that?
It is identical in the fact that it's the same genetic material, same egg.
Yeah.
So I just love that whole
thing.
I'm
glad we don't live in one of those places where twins are feared.
Is there a place?
There
like
are
that?
Places in Africa where
twins are feared.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They don't like. And there are other places where they're revered.
Every year in Twinsburg, Ohio, is it?
Yeah.
They have a big twin convention, and they, you know, they have competitions on who looks twins that look the most alike, and and they have talent shows and stuff. So it'd be fun to do.
Yeah, it would be fun. Yeah.
I did not read it carefully, but there was recently a study of an astronaut and a non-astronaut, two twins. You saw that?
Right, I just right. saw that in the National Geographic.
Yeah, very interesting enough.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
So what I was actually getting at, looking at the two of you once, not so much any longer,
yeah.
identical, one sees. But how about in personality?
That's a good, really good question.
That now we're talking.
What say you, my brother?
Well, I think, we're both on the bubbly scale, you know. We like to talk and we like to talk to people.
We like people.
Yeah. But I think personality-wise, I think Jerry's a little more, like he's Mr. Practical Knowledge and I'm... he builds instruments. He's
I build
a luthier.
Banjos and ukuleles and ukulele banjos.
And I make paintings. I make, you know, kind of crazy colorful paintings.
I didn't know that.
So that's kind of the difference, you know. So maybe Jerry's a little more on the...
I'm into tools and Greg's into paintbrushes.
So part of the connotes is the twins. I mean, part of, I look on the website, I listen to the music.
Yeah.
You ever just get sick of the whole thing? You just would rather be your own individual and not focus on the twinness of the two of you?
That's something, if you are a twin, most twins that we know make their peace with the lack of autonomy. You know?
Okay.
And that's what you have to do as a twin. You have to decide that you're going to be lumped together with your twin for your whole life.
And so you can either fight it or take advantage of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we all say, hey, it's a pretty good gimmick, you know, being a twin.
It is. It really works for us.
But we know twins. We've known twins that really don't like it. And they don't like to be lumped together. They don't like it when you call them by the wrong name, you know.
When somebody calls me Greg, I just say, many people call me Greg, but I am Jerry.
Oh, that's funny. I say the same thing. Yeah.
And these are Greg and Jerry Canota, and they will be at TAPS at the Guardhouse in Fort Worden. Lovely place to be, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, that's so, right.
Yes, and they're here right now in the KPTZ studio, and they're talking with me a bit, and they're playing some tunes and singing some songs, and we have about 15 minutes left, and I'm going to, as I have to force myself to do. I guess I have to admit that I have to force myself. I'm going to be silent and let you guys play for a while.
Okay, let's do like that.
What would you like to do?
Oh. My you want to do something like the old hometown?
How about
Thingamajig?
Let's do the Thingamajig.
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
Here's an old Western swing tune. It's called What Did I Do With That Thingamajig?
Well, I've got to find that thingamajig. I gotta have it to fix my rig. Ain't no bigger than a buggy's big. What did I do with that thingamajig?
Is it round?
No, it isn't brown.
Is it brown?
No, it isn't brown. It ain't round, it ain't brown. It don't make any sound. It's just a little old thingamajig.
Oh, is it square?
No, it isn't square.
Does it flare?
No, it doesn't flare.
It ain't square, it don't flare. It ain't shaped like a pear.
It's just a little old thingamajig. It's just a doodad thingamabob. Juma flitchet, you twist like a knob. What you would call it, fastened down with a sprit. It's just a little old thingamajig.
Oh, is it flat?
No, it isn't flat.
Like a mat.
No, not like a mat.
It ain't flat like a mat. It's no bigger than that.
It's just a little old thingamajig. All right.
Play it filled in, Greg.
I can do that.
Got one?
I'll think of one. Let's do that.
Want to do another raggy tune?
Or let's do River Stay Right From My Door.
Okay. Here's a swing tune that turned into to the fiddle thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was wild fun, Greg.
Yeah, that's like my favorite thing to do.
That was really fun. Why don't we do that? It's My Lazy Day.
Oh, I know that's one of your faves.
This comes from the singing of
Smiley Burnett.
Smiley Burnett.
Take it, Greg.
'cause I ain't a dating no women. I ain't a wantin' to play. I just wanna look stupid. I don't wanna meet Cupid. I'm a taking it easy. It's my lazy day. I'm taking it easy. It's my lazy day.
Kind of missed there.
My finger got stuck on a fret.
Darn frets get in the way.
Yeah.
So these folks, most of you know who these folks are, even if you haven't been listening until just this moment. But they are the Canote brothers, Greg and Jerry. They will be at Taps tonight. That's at Fort Worden. That's inside the main entrance, straight ahead. Not hard to find. 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock.
Right. We'll be there.
Greg, do you often get to Port Townsend?
Yeah, I kind of on a regular basis.
Okay, so that means between the two of you, getting the two of you back together here shouldn't be all that hard.
No.
Usually not.
No.
It'll be a fun reunion.
We will do it again and again.
Oh, yes.
That would be grand.
And we're also going to be at the farmer's market.
Oh, that's true, tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow. We'll be playing in the rain.
Under your umbrellas. But people will come. They will have their umbrellas.
Maybe
they're propane space heaters, so they won't be cold.
Yeah.
Okay, we have time for one more song.
Okay.
Or tune, whichever you want.
Time's up.
Okay, let's do it.
It's a very nice house.
In spring we put a little garden in the back. Good food, fresh air. There's nothing we lack. We sit on the porch swing. Side by side we sing a little song. Take a ride. We hop in the Chevy, go down to the store. We ride back home and we sing a little more. 'Cause we're happy. Happy, 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 happy mama. Give me that broom. I'm so happy I can clean my room. All right. If you drive the thing, boy, you're gonna kill yourself. But I don't care if the whole car collapses. And I'm sitting in the road with it in my lap. And I'm counting my fingers. Still got five. Gonna play this guitar and sing this jive. About being happy. Happy, 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 mama. Give me that broom. I'm so happy I can clean my room. You're on easy street. If your happy day comes every once in a while, only thing to do is just sit back and smile. If your happy day never seems to come at all, it's time to get loose and have a ball. Lord knows there's plenty of time to feel bad. So just be happy. Happy, 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 mama. Give me that broom. I'm so happy I can clean my. Give me that broom. I'm so happy I can clean my. Give me that broom. I'm so happy I can clean my room.
I don't know if you guys said where that came from, but I don't know, and I don't remember what you said, if you said anything
at all. We didn't say anything.
Well, say something then. Where did that come from?
That came from a singer in Michigan.
His name is...
We've forgotten. We don't know who he is.
But he's a good songwriter, and that was one song he wrote.
And an old song, for sure.
It was written in the 70s, I believe.
Oh, not so old at all.
Not so old.
Sounds like an old song.
Jerry and Greg, thank you for coming.
Thank you so much, Phil. We had fun.
Good to get together with both of you. And we'll stay in touch.
Okay.
Sometime in the summertime, maybe around Fiddle Tunes.
Let's do that.
That would be good. Fiddle Tunes Week, we'll have you back, and maybe you can bring a friend or two.
Sure. Yeah.
You have a few friends in the world of music.
We have lots of musical friends.
Yeah, so we'll do that. And again, thank you, and have a good time tonight at Taps.
Okay.
And I hope that you can stay reasonably warm and dry at the farmer's market tomorrow.
We'll see what happens.
Yes, you will indeed. Well, we're used to the weather of the Northwest. You guys left the Bay Area, and... Yeah, you knew what you were getting yourself into.
I love the moisture up here.
Yeah.
I really do.
All right. Well, have a good time.
All right.
Yeah, thanks for coming.